Hey Mitch.
So Mitch is on a, they're on a rush job at this employment.
So you said the trades are longer your attorney?
Yeah.
When was that effective? Because he did communicate with me on the 26th in response to that case.
So there's actually an email at 4:14 today, but he's withdrawing.
Oh, he said he's withdrawing.
Yep, just sent a letter saying he's withdrawing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was a board decision, so thank you for that transparency.
Are we expecting?
Tony emailed, he won't be here.
Okay.
And I've not heard anything from Aiden.
Okay. All right.
So then we don't have a quorum, though, right?
Yeah, four is a quorum and a seven person board.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, 6:01. All right, call to order the Ocho West Water and Sanitary Authority special board meeting at 6 p.m. On July 29th, 2025. Record in attendance, Dan Parks.
Michael Patton.
Richard Lopez, Bob Overton.
Okay. So as we're aware, we have received some letters from Mr. Alderman. And so one of the reasons for this meeting is for the board to grant myself and our office permission to contact our lawyer, Eileen Akins, via email regarding the deal's request from Justin Alderman with the Plainville Review and getting her advice on how to proceed with those. So, but I don't think a board member should contact the attorney without the board's permission.
Yes.
And so we want a motion.
I'll make a motion to allow Dan to contact Eileen Akins via email or phone about the complaints from Justin Alderman to forward that information over to him.
Second, sir.
Motion by Mike, second by Rick. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Then there was a desk that is available that we could provide the POA with to have their own desk. And Bob, I think you.
Pardon me?
The desk?
The desk.
What about the desk?
Yeah. Go ahead and tell us what you. About the desk.
Oh, this desk here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for non-members, board members to sign in.
No, actually, it's a
stand.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought Bob did that.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, there's a desk over there, a big one.
So,
yeah. So who did it come from?
So Bob's neighbor, Betty Bichon.
Oh, okay. So what's the deal with the desk?
She donated it. It's a heavy-duty locking desk. You can change out the lock, so then they would have their own keys. Plenty of storage space.
Oh. Okay.
For the
POA. So it would be one option for us.
Yep.
For them to have their private space. Okay. So perhaps we should just contact the POA. How do you want to handle this? I guess that's the first thing.
Well, we can contact them and give them the option. Here's a desk for you that's lockable.
Yeah. And it's a desk that was donated by
Betty Bichon.
Okay. Want a motion to do that? A motion to contact the POA with that.
Make a motion that we contact the POA and let them know about the desk we have down there that they can use.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. Motion by Mike, second by Bob to contact the POA and see if we have a desk here that they can use and see if that will work for them. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. And the third item on our agenda, more information, there's some SDAO training.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Do you have that paper to sign?
Do you have the paper?
No, sorry. There's some SDAO training, August 26th in Redmond. If any of the board members were interested, we were just trying to reserve space because last we knew there were 16 spaces available.
I think I'm out of town.
And it's an all-day thing. It's from 4 or from 9 to 4?
9 until 4, yes.
Yeah.
And
that's on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, that, yep.
Okay. I've been to that training several times. I will go again. I think I did sign up for it. For one thing, SDAO, we get a break on our fees with that SDAO if at least one board member attends that training, number one. Second, they're excellent trainings. And third, our attorney, Ivy Mason, who we have actually had here in the past twice to do board trainings, is doing that training. So I would recommend that our staff be able to go if they if they choose, and any board members if they would choose. It wouldn't be a bad idea to make the POA aware of that training. It will be, won't necessarily perfectly apply to them, but a lot of the principles, and they'll be able to answer perhaps a lot of those questions. So, and I'll make a motion that our staff and board members who choose to go be able to go to that training, and that we pay the registration fee. The training is in at Eagle Crest.
So you're going to have to reach out to Mitch, Aiden. I know you already sent it out, but again, get him to either say yes or no if they're going.
Does anybody know if Mitch is in his email?
I don't know.
I'll talk to him. I'll see him.
Yeah. I think but he's the only one we don't know if he's in his email or not.
Okay. I'll see him.
I'm just not available, so I can't go to this.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to be the 26th, so for like, you know, say Tony of Salem was closer or something. I mean, you know.
They have other trains.
Yes.
They have other options, but that one's close.
Yeah.
Close to here. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll second the motion I made for staff and board members.
Motion by Dan, second by Mike. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So this meeting's adjourned at 6. Can anybody see the time up there?
6:08.
6:08 p.m. Well, thank you.
I'm curious if you would respond on behalf of the Otsego West Water Sanitary Authority as to why the body has not responded within the required 5 business days to a public records request from our publication.
I am, we are forwarding the information to our attorney. We'll get advice from her, and then...
Well, we submitted public records requests before, and they have to be acknowledged. That doesn't require an attorney to acknowledge them. Why has that initial acknowledgement not been made, though? Why do they take a... Is it common practice to require a whole board meeting just to direct an attorney to try to handle all your public records requests? That seems very, you know, out of the norm.
We're going to send the information to our attorney, Justin, Mr. Alderman, and we will be advised by her on how to respond to your request.
Is there a reason you proceeded with this meeting today despite our, you know, us only giving 4 hours notice, and is there a reason there is only 4 hour notice for this meeting today? Okay. Yeah, right.